Beloved radio friends, we welcome you to the meditation upon that wonderful text, John chapter 3 and verse 16, a verse that has rightly been called the Bible in a nutshell. Yes, verily, in 25 words, we have the story and the proof of God's love and His great plan of salvation for all mankind. When the Lord Jesus declared on that night, long ago as He spoke to Nicodemus, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We have noted very carefully, and I trust clearly, the unworthy object of God's love, the world of mankind. Never can you find one statement in the Bible that God loves angels. My beloved friend, take the truth in. God made men, women, and children, sinners by nature and by practice, the object of His great love. And that means, my beloved friend, it means you. And I'm glad to say, it also means me. We have also dwelt upon the magnitude of that great sacrifice that God gave to us to prove His love. He gave His only begotten Son. We shall never be able to tell the eternal value, the immense value of that sacrifice in all of its perfection. It is beyond our human comprehension, but it should never be beyond our human appreciation. The fullness of God's love, the complete love of God, conclusively proving to every man, woman, boy, and girl, that love has been exhibited at the cross of Calvary. Well, did one write in poetry, mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. My beloved friend, have you ever been to Calvary? Oh, if never you have, you can come there now in simple trusting faith. And before the Son of God, receive Him as your Savior. But from our text of John chapter 3 and verse 16, let us consider a further fact regarding the love of God, the sublimity of its purpose. What is God's sublime purpose in loving us? Why does He do it? What is the objective He wishes to accomplish? Why should He ever do it? One hymn writer has penned the words we often sing. Why should He love me so? Why should my Savior to Calvary go? Why should He love me so? My beloved radio friend, have you ever asked that question? More important, my radio friend, have you found the answer? Why He loved you? Thank God I have, and if you have not, I hope you will. And even today. But listen to the text. I'm going to quote on. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that, and here's the reason, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. Why does God love the world? Why has God loved the world? Why did He give His only begotten Son? For one reason, that the world through Him might be saved. He gave His Son for the salvation of the world. Let me again repeat the words of John the Baptist from John 1:29. Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. Please may I emphasize, though undoubtedly and unfortunately, too many will not believe it. He gave His Son for the salvation of the world. The whole world was in danger. the danger of perishing. And the word perish means to destroy eternally. And God devised a rescue for every man, for every woman, for every boy, for every girl, through the sacrifice of His Son. My beloved friend, I don't know if you do believe that there is a hell, but the same book, God's Bible, God's Word that reveals there is a heaven, also reveals the existence of hell. The Word of God plainly tells these facts and tells of a final judgment when all the unsaved will stand before the judge of the great white throne. In Revelation chapter 20, verse 11 through 15, you may read it. When that great white throne judgment will be conducted and its result, let me quote the result. And listen very carefully. In verse 15 of that chapter, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. Now let me also read from another verse from Revelation 21 in verse 8. The final destination of a world that will reject His love and His salvation. Listen to these words. Revelation 21 verse 8. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers, meaning drug addicts, and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Oh, my beloved, and from the words of Revelation 14 and verse 11 we know this. The smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. Now, my beloved friend, the purpose of God sending His Son was to save the world from going to hell. And, my beloved, there is a heaven to gain, but there is a hell to avoid. In the life of the Lord Jesus, when He was upon the earth, He spoke of hell more than He spoke of heaven, by a ratio of 13 times to 1. And you know from Luke chapter 16, which you may read, from verse 31 to the end, He definitely tore aside the veil of the unseen world and revealed one person who died was comforted in eternity, and the other person, a rich man though he was tormented. Now let's get back to our text of John 3:16. Let us emphasize the objective of God's love. For a God-like love and such a God-like gift that He made must have a God-like objective or purpose. And true love always will seek the best welfare of the object and will desire the highest good for that one He loves. And what does God want the world to have? Everlasting life, should not perish, but have everlasting life, and not go to hell. My beloved, let me state that the love of God and the death of Christ together reveal that in order to rescue the world from its greatest calamity, perishing in hell, instead of perishing, God's love and the death of Christ provides the greatest conceivable blessing and felicity, everlasting life. Now may I go on statement? There will never be one person in hell because God did not love them, nor because Christ did not die for them. You not only find in John 3:16 such a wonderful love, but a wonderful gift. And thank God, a wonderful rescue to bring us to a wonderful life. Oh, my beloved, let me repeat with emphasis. What is and what was the object of God's love? To save men and women, boys and girls from going to hell. I don't know whether you believe in hell or not, but whether you do or not is real. Have you ever noticed in the Epistle of Jude, where the apostle exhorts the believer to win souls for Christ. Let me just quote in part at the end of that epistle. He says, "Others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire." And my beloved, what a joy to know when God saves a soul, they're saved from going down into a fiery hell, separated from God forever and ever and ever. Tell me, my friend, could God, for such unworthy people as sinners, have a greater, more sublime purpose than that? To save them from perishing. Oh, my beloved individual listener, I beg of you, if you've never faced it, face it this moment. God wants to save you from eternal death. For a God-like love, let me repeat again what we have stated, a God-love, a love like God's love, who gave a God-like gift, must have a God-like objective. Now, may I also remind you, no other person can save you from hell. Tell me one. Show me one. You never can. But God gave His Son to save sinners from going to hell. And I do praise God that He saved this soul of mine. When as a sinner I came in repentance, and before the Lord Jesus Christ confessed Him as my Savior, who died for my sins. That moment, that night, when I knelt before Him, He rescued me from hell. I rejoice in the knowledge, all the way home from that gospel service, my heart was ringing with the blessed truth, John, you're not going to hell. Now, my friend, as He rescued you, and thank God I can say there is no condemnation. There is no hell for me. The fire and the torment mine eyes shall never see. Take in the words, and we'll cover them tomorrow, God willing, in our message. Whosoever believeth in Him hath everlasting life. Father, we pray in the power of the Holy Spirit, in His convicting, converting power, may many trust the Savior. And may the saints of God rejoice. They have been rescued from eternal perishing. In Jesus' name, Amen.